朋友们，大家好，欢迎收看《美国观察》。美国国务卿蓬佩奥星期二在国务院通过视频会议，正式启动首轮美国与阿联酋的战略对话。他宣布两国签署谅解备忘录，并且会在国防还有情报等八个领域上进行合作。此外，他还强调了两国会联手对抗伊朗还有中共对中东地区的邪恶影响力。下面我们来看美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香的报道。
美国和阿联酋在战略对话中指出，两国将继续强化战略合作伙伴关系。双方签署了谅解备忘录，强化在政治、国防、执法与边境安全、情报反恐、人权、经济、文化与学术以及太空八个关键领域上的合作。这些合作的目标之一就是抵制伊朗的威胁。
And we stand together.On the international stage to counter the greatest destructive force in the Middle East, the Iranian regime. I want to personally thank the UAE for its support of our maximum pressure campaign, which has denied Tehran access to weapons valued at more than $70 billion.
美国强化与海湾国家的关系，对抗伊朗，也采取行动制裁中国实体违反对伊朗的禁令。19日，美国政府宣布对与伊朗伊斯兰共和国航运公司有业务往来的中国和香港法人进行制裁，他们包括人达控股集团上海有限公司、人达航运有限公司等六家实体，以及这些公司的首席执行官与总裁。美国国务卿蓬佩奥在会中表示，除了伊朗，两国还面对一个新的挑战，就是中共在这个地区的邪恶影响力。
We'll continue to work on today's challenges, including those presented by Iran, and new challenges like those presented by the Chinese Communist Party's malign influence, which threatens the region's people and freedom around the world.
阿联酋是美国在海湾地区的第一大出口目的地。阿联酋在美国也有巨大投资，两国维持紧密的经贸关系。不久前访问白宫的阿联酋外长表示，在美国的协助之下，阿联酋与以色列外交关系正常化，开始中东合作之窗。星期二，以色列与阿联酋也互相签署了免签证协议。以上是美国之音常驻国务院记者张荣香的报道。
美国司法部对谷歌公司提出了反垄断诉讼，认为该公司利用其市场的主导地位打压竞争对手。也有分析人士认为，随着美国大选在即，这一场诉讼可能有带有政治因素。来看报道。
美国司法部和11个州星期二对谷歌公司提起反垄断诉讼，司法部指控谷歌利用市场主导地位打压竞争对手，从而违反了相关法律。此次诉讼是自从20多年前针对微软公司的反垄断指控后，美国政府为保护市场竞争而采取的最重要的一次司法行动。这次行动也可能成为一系列反垄断诉讼的开端。据悉，美国司法部和联邦贸易委员会正在就苹果、亚马逊、脸书等互联网巨头展开调查。谷歌控制了大约90%的全球网络搜索业务，预计谷歌将在法庭上对政府试图剥离该公司部分业务的企图表达强烈反对。随着美国大选进入倒计时，有分析认为司法部此时对谷歌提出诉讼将有助于特朗普总统履行其竞选承诺。特朗普曾经对支持者表示，他将针对那些据称打压保守派声音的公司进行问责。美国之音电视报道。
距离选举日还有整整2周的时间，今年的大选季，网络平台和社交媒体对于误导性信息和可能干扰大选的行为都更加的谨慎。但是如何把握减少错误信息传播与言论审查之间的界限，科技公司可能还在摸索。美国国会参议院司法委员会传唤推特 CEO 多尔西在本周五前来作证，脸书的 CEO 扎克伯格也被邀请。起因是上周纽约邮报的一篇报道，有关于民主党总统候选人拜登通过妻子亨特与乌克兰商人会面的一篇报道。推特和脸书以对新闻的真实性存疑为由限制用户转发链接，推特更是禁止转推这篇报道。保守派人士认为这是偏见和内容审查。 外国势力干扰美国大选的话题今年格外的敏感。上个月，联邦调查局长雷伊就表示，俄罗斯正活跃地通过误导信息的方式干扰美国大选，主要目的在于削弱候选人拜登。特朗普的国家安全顾问奥布莱恩表示，中国是所有试图干涉美国的大选的国家中最为活跃的。脸书在九月份关闭了一批在中国设立的虚假账户，这些账户散布或支持或反对特朗普的虚假信息，涉嫌干扰大选。而受到这些账户影响的人其实并不多。谷歌公司表示，与中国政府有关的黑客冒充杀毒软件麦克菲，试图在受感染的电脑中植入恶意软件。他们可能也就是今年的早些时候试图对拜登的竞选阵营发起攻击的同一个黑客团体。微软公司也表示，来自中国的黑客组织攻击了与总统大选有关的重要个人，包括拜登的竞选团队的成员、国际事务领域的知名人士，以及至少一位曾经与特朗普政府有关的知名人士。目前已经无法完全避免来自社交媒体和其他渠道的错误信息、虚假信息。如何建立起基本的鉴别机制，吸收可靠的信息，免于错误、虚假信息的干扰，从政府部门、非政府机构到社交媒体与传统媒体平台，当然还有信息消费者个人，多方的共同努力才能营造出相对健康的环境。来看报道。
在美国选举日到来前夕，人们在谷歌、脸书、推特和其他在线获取新闻的过程当中，可能经历了超量信息，而且一些信息不一定准确，甚至是不真实的。
8 in 10 Americans are now concerned that misinformation will play a role in the outcome of the election.
但是如果大多数美国人看到误导信息，他们是否能够辨别真伪呢？
We are expecting the news consumer to actually do the work and recognize is this news true, is this biased, is it not?
因此哈林考尔和他的联合创始人开创了地面新闻，并宣称这是世界上第一个新闻比较平台。
So say it's a political story about elections, we'll show you how all the way from far left to far right are covering it so you can compare.
地面新闻的浏览器扩展程序可以立即提供相关信息。
With a single click, you can then figure out what else is available. What are the other spins on the same story?
We are all biased. We are biased by everything we know, by our life experience, and everything we don't know.
约翰·嘎布尔是全方位网站的联合创始人。这个网站为读者提供媒体偏见评级，并给新闻标题标识左、中、右的网站。
We automatically bring out different points of view. So our first three results of any search you do on a news story will give you three different perspectives on that same topic.
用户体验研究人员，例如萨米尔·帕蒂尔已经发现，任何其他引领都可以帮助减少误导信息的传播。
And this doesn't have to be very lengthy or extensive. Just the short blurb that says this might be questionable, or you might want to look further into it. Just that brief intervention acts as a check and reduces people's tendency or intention to share it.
最主要的是，读者要有健康的怀疑态度。
Just at least think about, is this likely to be true? Are there factors that may make it not true? Just that brief pause and reflecting, it might be useful here.
这次选举季节之后，这将是真实新闻与虚假信息区分的一种方法。美国之音记者郑迪娜报道。
更多有关美国大选的内容，请您持续关注美国大选倒计时。美国对新冠病毒大流行处理的议题，很可能会对即将到来的美国总统大选产生重要的影响，因为它已经取代了过去以意识形态斗争为主的主要舞台。来看报道。
特朗普总统最近在佛罗里达州老年人的一次集会上再次表示，新冠病毒大流行已经接近尾声了，疫苗成功的日子即将到来。
My message to America's seniors today is one of optimism, confidence, and hope.Your sacrifice has not been in vain. The light at the end of the tunnel is near. We are rounding the turn.
民主党竞争对手拜登继续指责特朗普总统对疫情大流行的轻描淡写，指出美国新冠感染病例仍在上升。
Turn the corner. My Lord. It's not disappearing. In fact, it's on the rise again.
根据约翰霍普金斯大学的数据，新冠疫情已经在美国造成近22万人死亡。这一大流行病导致经济衰退，并在一定程度上取代了传统上选举中占主导地位的意识形态问题。专家说，自由贸易、移民、医疗保健、气候变化、堕胎权和枪支管制等议题全部因新冠疫情而逊色。
Those have been supplanted in part by COVID-19. They still exist, but this is like a new issue that didn't exist before, and now is one of the leading issues, that defines where the candidates are and how people vote.
特朗普政府对疫情的反应已经成为了党派的立场问题。共和党反对严格的经济封锁以遏制新冠病毒，并在戴口罩和保持社交距离上强调个人应享有的权利。
Whether it's discussions around masks or discussions around the level in which the government should be or shouldn't be involved in public safety or in other elements of our lives, but we're seeing that play out right now.
相比之下，拜登和民主党人敦促群体责任，降低感染率，允许恢复正常的商业活动。拜登在总统竞选民意测验中明显领先，他也仍然专注于让选举成为对特朗普处理新冠疫情的全民公决。特朗普竞选活动突出了强调新冠疫情前美国强劲的经济形势，并承诺在大流行病结束后迅速恢复经济。美国之音记者帕登，华盛顿报道。
加利福尼亚州州长表示，加州的一个专家小组将会独立审查新冠病毒疫苗的安全性还有分配计划。来看报道。
美国加利福尼亚州星期一宣布，他将独立审查任何新的新冠病毒疫苗的安全性。专家小组将审查由美国食品药品管理局批准的疫苗，然后再分发给加利福尼亚居民。美国 FDA 誓言要确保新冠疫苗的安全性，但特朗普总统声称可能在下个月的选举之前推出一种疫苗，这引起了人们对监管过程中的政治干预的关注。加州州长加文·纽瑟姆表示，他不会冒险。
California today is launching now more formally a scientific safety review, a work group of 11 individuals, experts in.Their field. These are top health experts that will independently review any FDA-approved vaccines. Question I often get is, are you going to take someone's word for it as relates vaccines? Of course, we don't take anyone's word for it.
纽瑟姆还说，他预计直到明年，加利福尼亚的人才能广泛用上疫苗，而且医护人员将是第一批接受该疫苗的人。他补充说，无论选举结果如何，加利福尼亚小组将审查疫苗的安全性。纽约州州长安德鲁·库莫上个月宣布，他将对联邦批准的疫苗进行类似的审查后，加利福尼亚做出了相同的表示。美国之音新闻报道。
纽约州宣布重新开放电影院，但是对观众的具体数量有限制。来看报道。
库莫这位民主党州长在宣布重开影院消息的同时，显示他在对抗新冠病毒的斗争中所推进的一项战略是防止哪怕是小型群体感染。
Beginning October 23, movie theaters outside of New York City will be allowed to reopen at 25% capacity with up to 50 people maximum per screen. With up to 50 people per screen. This is outside of New York City.Areas that are below 2% on their 14-day average and have no cluster zones.
本月初，库莫再次对感染病例激增地区及附近的学校、商家、宗教礼拜场所等实施了预防病毒的限制措施。美国之音新闻报道。
会及行政当局中国委员会主席吉姆麦戈文是来自马萨诸塞州的民主党籍联邦众议员，他长期以来关注西藏、新疆还有香港的人权问题。我们来看美国之音记者刘文明的报道。
There is no question that the U.S. should be doing more to help the Uyghur people. In April, Senator Rubio and I and over 40 members called for global Magnitsky sanctions against Chen Shui-guo, the Xinjiang Communist Party secretary, as well as Chinese officials and companies complicit in gross violations of human rights.Make no mistake, Chinese authorities are engaged in a systematic effort to eliminate the distinct religious, linguistic, and cultural identity of the Tibetan people. They are in clear violation of China's international obligations to protect human rights and religious freedom, and to respect the rights of indigenous peoples and tribal and ethnic minorities.With this bill, we are taking an important step forward on behalf of the human rights of Tibetans. We are reaffirming our support for the leadership of His Holiness the Dalai Lama. And we are sending a message to the government of China. Human rights are not negotiable. Supporting human rights is the moral thing to do. It is the right thing to do. And it is the American thing to do for Tibetans in China and everywhere else in the world.We have probably legislated more on human rights issues in China and within and on Tibet than at any other time, you know, in our history. And we're going to continue to do that. We're going to continue to call attention to what's happening, because I think the Chinese government is under this illusion that they can wear us all down. That is a huge miscalculation.None of us are going anywhere. We are going to continue to focus in on this issue. On this issue, we're in solidarity with you. We believe that the future of Hong Kong ought to be determined by the people of Hong Kong.
来自密苏里州的共和党籍联邦参议员乔什·霍利在过去的两年内推出了一系列关于中国的决议还有法案，他也是美国国会在对华政策上最为强势的鹰派人物之一。来看报道。
What the people of Missouri said tonight is that they want a senator who actually stands with the people of Missouri, who represents our values, who represents our voice, and will fight for us in Washington, D.C., and I will. TikTok has admitted that it has sent user data to China to To put it bluntly, this is a major security risk. Everyday citizens who have been damaged by this pandemic can go to a court, an American court, and can sue China and ask for relief. The struggle of the free people of Hong Kong is the struggle of all free people everywhere. It is a struggle to stay free from domination. It is a struggle to ensure that Beijing does not extend its imperial power around the globe and its influence to free countries and societies across the globe. China's drive for regional hegemony is a clear and present danger. At every juncture that China has grown in strength, so too has its government's willingness to weaponize and leverage and project its power. China's bid for domination is the greatest security threat to this country in this century. And our foreign policy around the globe must be oriented to this challenge and focus principally on this threat.
Do let me know if you guys need anything.
在美国各地，人们正在向那些因新冠疫情引发经济冲击而面临被驱逐的租户伸出援手。
If you can, send me the names and the addresses.
其中一位叫詹妮弗·麦伊康克林，她成立了一个组织来帮助需要找临时住房的人。根据 Statistica.com 网站，在她家乡奥克拉荷马州，超过40%的租客有被驱逐的风险。
We will see a large increase in our homeless population and a much larger increase still in our working, what they call the working poor. And that is people who have jobs and they are still struggling to find a place, a safe place to rent.
在美国维吉尼亚州的伍德布里奇市，罗斯鲍尔斯也在尽力帮忙。他是非营利组织街灯的执行董事兼联合创始人，他们和当地需要帮助的人合作。
Rent evictions has always been an issue in Prince William County as well as Northern Virginia. The cost of housing is just too high for many, many families.
少数族裔社区受到的打击最大。无党派联盟 Voice 由维吉尼亚州北部50个宗教和社区组织组成。该联盟指出，仅在维吉尼亚州就有大约55万个租客可能被驱逐，其中多数是非洲裔美国人和拉美裔家庭。
I do believe that in this pandemic, some of the people that are paying the highest price are those people who are low income, people who were restaurant servers, people who maybe hairstylists, they worked in small businesses, and they were not given the opportunity to work from home. They simply were laid off.
鲍尔斯一直在帮助像托尼亚这样的人，他11月被一个临时机构解雇。
My assignment was up in November, but the agency told me because of the COVID that they wasn't doing any more assignments. And because of the COVID, it got worse as time went on, and there was no jobs out here.
托尼亚说，根据 CARES 法案，他获得一些联邦援助，还从其他地方机构得到帮助，但不足以支付租金。
Couldn't sleep. My blood pressure went up. Just couldn't really eat.You know, because I don't want to be homeless.
他说，不过在街灯组织的帮助下，他感到比较安全了。
So I'm doing much better now because of them helping out. Well, right now, my rent is almost paid in full for August, and I'm just going to be looking for a job. That's what I'm going to be doing.
美国疾病控制与预防中心最近发布了一个命令，暂时终止驱逐租户，以防止新冠病毒扩大传染。这个命令有效期到2020年12月31日止。 美国之音记者塔博，华盛顿报道。
从今天开始，美国观察节目将会带您了解不同族群选民对于本次选举的看法。今天我们首先去看一看退伍军人。
鲁本·桑多瓦尔是一名美国空军的越战老兵，他是注册的民主党人。
I really like the old school.
但是在11月3日当天，他准备把票投给共和党的候选人。
I'm voting for Donald Trump, and I'm voting because it's biblical to vote that way.
他今年74岁，是新墨西哥州人，曾在1963年到1967年在空军服役。他说对特朗普总统侮辱老兵的报道是不可信的。
I don't believe that he said losers and suckers. That's somebody else's hearsay. What's wrong with this social media? You throw a lie and they run with it. It's like getting the pillow, cutting the pillow open, and you're upstairs and letting all the feathers go. I don't believe that.
九月，《大西洋》杂志报道称，2018年特朗普访问法国期间，把战死于一战的一些美军称为傻瓜，还取消了到巴黎郊外美军公墓的访问行程，称那里埋满了失败者。桑多瓦尔认为，特朗普总统在过去四年执政期间政绩优秀，并称他和自己的道德价值是一致的。
The fact that he's against abortion, same-sex marriage, want to control our borders.He improved the VA. He's honest, straight up. I mean, he's not a politician. That's what makes him unique.
阿尔伯特·姆诺兹看法不一样。同样是74岁的他，是一名美国海军的越战老兵。他认为，特朗普总统在质疑已逝美国参议员约翰·麦肯恩的履历时，侮辱了军队。
What really bothered me that, he's.Down calling of John McCain, Republican senator of Arizona, who to me was a hero, even though he's Republican. He was in the Navy the same time I was as a pilot, went down in Vietnam, was in prison for 5.5 years, and he refused to come back by himself unless his troops, POWs, came back with him. And for this president currently to say he's not a hero because he shut down.That's beyond my understanding. Beyond.
姆诺兹相信服兵役比政治更重要。他说他不在乎麦肯恩是共和党人，只关注他为国效力。今年大选，他想把票投给民主党候选人乔拜登。
I hope that the next new president elected would be more conscious and have understanding of the veterans.
美国之音为您报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容。感谢您的收看，我们下次节目再见。